The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
The only one I know who gets it just right.
Everyone enjoys Del Monte pineapple grapefruit drink and the other Del Monte juice drinks.
All right, Ellen, I'm terribly sorry. I thought we returned it. Yes, well, you stop by and honk, and I'll bring it out. All right. Goodbye. Dear, where are you?
In the living room, reading.
Oh, well, listen, dear, that was Eleanor. And she said we never returned their camp stove we borrowed last fall, so she's driving over to get it. Fred can't. He's watching a fight or something. And she said to bring it out.
The fight?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Well, what time is it? Get the TV on. Get out of my way, will you?
What?
Oh, doggone it. Of course, I planned all day on watching this fight tonight.
Is it Joe Louis or something?
Oh, Joe Louis. Honestly, women, don't you keep up on anything? I don't see how any intelligent person can have absolutely no interest in sports of any kind.
Well, I'm sorry, dear. I just don't. I never have.
Now, look, could I please watch this without any interruptions? Look, where is Aunt Effie? Every time I turn on the radio or the phonograph or the TV, she plants this. And she's still, I know, but she starts babbling on.
And she is upstairs, and Betsy's in bed, so you have peace and quiet.
All right, it's started already.
Another thing, the kid looked better. Another right to the chin. The kid is really punching tonight.
Well, dear, before you get engrossed, what did we do with their camp stove?
Dear. Job, I'll look at that, would you?
Dear.
Go with
it.
What?
We borrowed their camp stove last fall, and I thought you took it back.
Yeah, that's right. I took it back.
Well, Ellen says you didn't.
He's gone. Look at that. He's gone already, for heaven's sake.
Alan is driving over for it right now.
I am watching the fight. Will you? Why do they have to have their camp stove now? It's February. They're not going on any picnic tonight.
I don't know. She wants it. You think it's in the attic?
Yes, it's probably in the attic. It's up in the attic.
Right to the body.
So embarrassed, you told me you took it back.
Boy, and sweetheart, I am trying to watch the fight.
And there's the bell, the end of round three.
Oh, now, of course, I missed that round.
Well, I don't think you missed much. They just keep doing the same thing.
Go look for the camp stove, will you, honey? Pretty, please.
All fight fans, this promises to be the most exciting bout of the year.
There's no telling what today's big news story will be, but no matter what happens or where it happens, you can count on Lowell Thomas and Edward R. Murrow to have the facts in hand when they join you on CBS Radio this evening. Extensive travel has taken them to corners of the world where history is most likely to be made. And their genuine interest in people everywhere has put them on speaking terms with many of the world's leaders. Night after night, as you hear Lowell Thomas and Edward R. Murrow report on current events, you realize that these are men who know what they're talking about. Profit from Lowell Thomas's experiences as an explorer, biographer, historian, and author. Avail yourself of Edward R. Murrow's patience in examining the events of the day. Hear Lowell Thomas and Edward R. Murrow with the news 5 nights a week on most of these same stations.
Camp stove. Oh, is it over?
No. It's between rounds again. It's going to start any second, so...
Well, I can talk to you. They're just drinking water now or something. Of course, I think it's awful the way they just spit it out in front of everybody. Wonder how they were brought up, don't you?
Look, go away, huh?
Who are they? fighters all look alike to me. Their noses or something, you know?
It's Kid Edwards and Rocky McGinnis. Oh,
well, who are they?
Well, they're fighters. They're welterweights.
What's a welterweight?
A welder... Look, honey, I'll explain later, huh?
And there's Rocky 7, and neither of the boys seem to be too tired.
I'll go look in the basement for the camp stove. You enjoy the fight, honey.
These boys seem to be a pretty evenly matched couple. Kid Edwards has a left that's really dynamite,
yeah.
And he seems to be concentrating on Rocky's left arm.
Yeah.
Thank you, Bennett.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Rocky's having trouble with that eye. Probably been told to watch that left.
Yeah.
Oh, what? And the left of the chin again. Oh, boy.
Just look at that chin fight. Would you look at
that? Dear, turn it down a minute, will you? Dear, turn it down.
What?
Turn it down, please.
Well, turn it down right in the middle of the... Don't do...
Well, I'm sorry. You can still see it. But Aunt Effie has to use the phone.
What? Let her use it.
Could you go in the kitchen and get out of sight for a minute?
Go in the kitchen? What do you mean, go in the kitchen?
She can't use the extension upstairs. It doesn't work, and she has to call Aunt Martha. She wrote her that she was going to call her exactly at 9 o'clock to wish her a happy birthday.
Well, call her. I'll call her.
Aunt Effie has curlers on her hair, and she doesn't want you to see her. Just go into the kitchen for 3 minutes. She won't talk any longer.
I'm not going to go into the kitchen for 3 minutes. I'm watching the fight, don't you? I don't give a darn how Aunt Effie looks in curlers.
Right at the top of the stairs.
Look, I won't look at her. I'll hide my head. I won't look.
Promise not to look at her.
Oh, yes, yes.
And keep it turned down so she can hear the telephone.
All right.
Now,
here
she promised Aunt Martha she'd call and wish her a happy birthday. It's all right, Aunt Effie. You can come down. He won't look at you.
Well, make him promise now.
He promised. Come on down.
Oh, this is terrible.
No, he won't look at you.
Well, look at that kid fight. He's going to be champion someday. You mark my words.
Don't look at Aunt Effie now, dear.
What?
I'm going out to set the table for breakfast. I found the camp stove. It was in the basement. Now, if the owner honks outside, the camp stove's right here on the hall bench out here.
Yeah.
Dear?
Yeah. All right. Come on. Who's that left, boy?
He's bouncing right back.
Attaboy.
Rocky can really take it, and he is taking it tonight. Boy, what a beating, but he isn't licked yet.
Oh, boy, I'll say he is not. Come on. Come on, boy. Look at that. Look, there's somebody at the door. Oh, where is everybody around? Hey, Gully, you try to watch something around this place, then you have to get up and go and answer doorbells.
Oh, Martha, I just wanted to wish you a happy birthday.
Oh, Aunt Effie, I'm
sorry. Don't look at me.
I wasn't looking at you, Aunt Effie. I forgot you were out here. The doorbell is...
Dear, I just look terrible.
What is the matter? What did you do to Aunt Effie? I heard her yell.
I didn't do anything to Aunt Effie. Look, there's somebody at the door. Will you please answer it so I can watch the fight?
Yes, all right. Now, I'm putting the basket of ironing that Aunt Effie did on the landing. Take it up when you go, dear. It's heavy. I'll get the door. It must be Eleanor. Say happy birthday for us, Aunt Effie, to Aunt Martha.
Well, I can't explain now what happened, Martha. Our 3 minutes are up. Happy birthday from all of us. Yes, goodbye, dear. Well, as long as you see me, I might as well come and watch the fight, too.
Oh, all right, Aunt Effie. All right. But Aunt Effie, please, now, don't stand right in front of it, would you?
Oh, I'm sorry. Is it Joe Lewis?
No, it is not Joe Lewis. It is Kid Edwards and Rocky McGinnis.
I never heard of them. They can't be very good.
Now,
dear, it isn't Eleanor. It's the paper boy. Have you got 72 cents in change?
What?
72 cents, dear.
Oh, all right. Here's 75.
We only owe him 72.
Give him 75. Look at him bounce right up again. Would you look at that?
The girl I went to high school with was a cousin of somebody who went to school with Jean Tunney. Or is it Tunney?
I don't know. Tunney.
Well, Tunney. And she said he was the nicest person. You really wouldn't know that he did anything like that.
Giving up. A left to the chin. Look at that, would you?
I almost went to that Jack Dempsey, Gene Tooney fight years ago. I was visiting the Bromwells. They had these three lovely children. First, they're grown up now, but just as we were raising, he had tickets and everything. One of the children got appendicitis. Oh, my. Look at that.
Oh.
You think they hit the umpire once in a while, wouldn't you?
Yeah, the referee.
Oh,
yes.
Referee, of course.
Yes.
Well, what I know about sports, you can ride on the head of a pin.
Yeah.
Although, don't think I ever told you, I played forward in our girls' basketball team in high school. And one game, I made 14 baskets. It was the record at Dodger.
Oh, come on. Come on, boy. Come on. Look at that, would you? Look at that. Come on, kid.
There's a car honking outside. why.
Now, where is where?
Oh, I don't know, but I can't go to the door. I've got curlers in my hair.
This one was certainly
look,
right.
I'll see who it is. Look, yell at me now, will you, on the next round?
Now, what? I'll watch. But I must say, when you've seen one round, you've seen them all.
Well, but PJ's watching. Where are the germiest germs of all? Upstairs, downstairs, or in the hall? No, they're in the bathroom. And to wipe them out, indeed, a little dash of Lysol, all you need.
Yes, Lysol in your cleaning suds wipes out germs and odors. Disinfects from one cleaning to the next as nothing else can. Use Lysol, either the new pine-scented or regular, each week when you clean the bathroom.
That's the bathroom. A little dash of Lysol does it all.
Well, for goodness sake, Aunt Effie, what are you doing in here alone watching the fight? Where's the great sports enthusiast?
I think he yelled something about going up to the attic.
Why, in heaven's name, would he go up to the attic? Oh, my goodness. Dear, what in the world are you doing up in the attic? Thought you wanted to watch this fight. In case you're interested, one of the men knocked the other man out.
Oh, what? Oh, for Pete's sake, I...
Now, don't rush down, dear. It's over. For heaven's sake, dear, don't rush.
Oh, for heaven's sake, what happened? Who hit who?
What
happened?
Here, dear, let me help you up. I set the laundry on the landing. You must have stepped right into the basket. Why didn't you carry it on up when you went?
No. What happened in the fight?
Oh, one of them knocked the other one out. Here, get up. Let me help
you. Well, which one got knocked out?
I think it was the one in the white shorts with the black stripe.
What, kid I was?
Oh, I don't know, dear. It may have been the one in the black shorts with the white stripe. You can't tell much, you know, when they're lying down.
Oh, well, I love them, Mike, and then you go and turn it off.
Well, we just turned it down, dear. What were you doing in the attic?
In the attic? I was looking for the camp stove. Eleanor is outside.
I told you, it was right here in the hall.
I don't think you'll ever see another one like this one. It's all over, folks. That what a fight it was. This bout is going to go down as one of the highlights of the history of boxing. Who won? I've never seen anything like the last two minutes of this match. But I... And now, before we return you to our main studios, here's a message of interest to you. Man, do you ever have that tired, dragged out, hopeless feeling then? And sorry, Eleanor. Good night. Well, who won, dear?
You did.
Boy, I can you never fail.
Well, dear,
have you had your soup today? Campbell's, of course. Campbell's, of course. Once a day, every day, you should have a bowl of Campbell's soup. Have some Campbell's right now.
And say, do you want to give your family a real treat for dinner? Serve them delicious Campbell's cream of mushroom soup. Tender pieces of mushroom and rich country cream. The best mushroom flavor yet. Campbell's cream of mushroom soup. The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunn, with Margaret Hamilton and Bob Delaney, and is produced by Walter Hart.